What's up, Tom?
Just leaving Lowe's. Went down and got a couple of little conduit fittings. Let me turn this radio down, Steve. And headed back towards home. Had to go get some foot pads down at Walmart. That's about the size of the story this morning. How's your day?
I'm checking all over the county trying to match a pair of pants to a suit coat for the wedding. Seems that Belk's likes to spread their stuff all around to all the stores and not have anything that matches at one store.
Well, I like it when they move everything once a week to confuse us old people, too.
Well, you do know that's strictly for marketing. When they move it around, that way you have to go hunting through the store for it, and you get your eyes on everything else that they got to sell. Hopefully you'll buy some more.
I think that's why, I suggested that to the Costco people over there. I said, why don't you put signs up like Walmart and the rest of them does that tells you what's in each aisle? Well, he says they had to search for it more if there wasn't, just like you said.
Well, not only that, but Costco's never going to have the same product for a very, very long extended period of time unless it's something, you know, that's just a staple, like milk or some of the food items. You get over there in the clothes, you'll never see them in there more than about 30 days, 30 to 60 days. Once they run out, that's the last you'll ever see of that.
Hi, Steve. I've been trying to tell Tom that one.
Yeah, that's why she likes to go to Sam's, because they're more stable.
Not stable, but they sure move the stuff through Costco. And, but anyhow, hey, I needed to talk to you anyhow. What do you think of Wednesday morning coming over and getting that wood if we don't get rained out?
Hang on a second. What? When? Wednesday? I thought it was Tuesday, Mom. Hang on a second, Steve. Here we're thinking. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I have a lab at 8 o'clock, so I'd be back home probably before 9 o'clock. I think it's Tuesday. She says Wednesday, but I think she's wrong. It'd be the 15th. Today's the 14th. Yeah, it'd be tomorrow. I caught my wife in a mistake.
Okay, so tomorrow's your lab. I don't care either way, Tuesday or Wednesday. I come over at about 11 o'clock and start loading it up.
Well, I made a mistake. I was mistaken when I said my wife made a mistake. I should have known better. I fast tomorrow and I go in for the lab Wednesday. But, you see, this is just up on Wade Hampton, which is 5 miles.
It's your 11.
Yeah, 11 o'clock is plenty fine. I'll be back home long before then.
Well, I'll get your address off of the FCC lookup, and if you see some guy in a garnet-colored Dodge 2500 diesel kind of meandering around, come on out to the street and wave me down. That'll be me.
Well, the mailbox is marked very distinctly, and there's not anybody else that has a bird repeller on top of their mailbox. He kept coming down and messing on our mailbox, so they look like little spikes sticking up, sort of like that guy on counting cars. His name is Mike, and I won't say any more.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He's different.
He is a talented man, I'll give him that, but he's a freak, too, in my book. Of course, I'm an old-timer, but I still like watching it. Oh, shoot. Well, I'll tell you one I've been watching lately. It's 50-3 over the air. It's called Revan, R-E-V-N, I think. and classic cars and builds and stuff like that, you know. I really enjoy that. Although I'm not a good mechanic at all. My neighbor is, though. I get a thrill out of seeing the things he does. Because my neighbors when I was a kid were hot rodders. But at any rate, yeah, that'd be fine, Steve. And you can come in the carport there, and then, but you're actually going to have to drive down behind the house, so you can drive down to the back door, and there's a big green button there for service, shall we say. And you can hit that if I happen to be down there and making noise and don't hear you. I guarantee you I'll hear that. It's an old klaxon for telephone that I reworked the insides of it. It makes a nice doorbell buzzer.
I bet that gets your attention, don't it?
Yeah, we used them in the machine shop where I worked for 32 years. They work on 90 to 105 volts, 20 cycle. That's what the old regular telephones used, and so I just converted it to 60 cycle relay and put a bridge rectifier in it and a control transformer and worked like a champ. shoot. Yeah, Costco's are bad about not having the same thing twice on certain items. They'll have seasonal stuff. And Sam's is more stable in that respect, and so we belong to both of them. I was going to cancel one when we come down here. We belong to Sam's, but I didn't see any reason to belong to both. But Bernice likes Sam's. I like Costco's, so c'est la vie. Sends her OTR.
KN4BWA. Yeah, I'll try to call before I come over and make sure everything's all set. And when I get there, I'll pull up in the driveway, but I'm not going to pull around anywhere until you give me some directions. So I'm just funny that way, you know? So anyhow, I'll probably see you Tuesday morning if we don't get rained on real heavy. The wedding is Saturday, and I'm just hoping that hurricane going into New Orleans is not going to sweep up here and wash us out.
Well, in actuality, I believe you're quite correct. It's Thursday or Friday. 2-4 inches of rain and slight winds of up to 20 miles an hour, I think. So, that's true. There will be a lot of rain during that time, Steve, unfortunately. We can use it. I got to aerate the lawn and seed it and fertilize it. But I don't necessarily have to do it this week. I can wait. I have the stuff now. Oh, there's the hummingbirds on your beautiful roses, Mom. And, well, when you come, Steve, when you see, you're probably coming in on 14, more than likely. You can come in 101 or 14. And when you see the mailbox, just go to the next driveway and drive down to the back of the house. It's all paved, and you don't have to drive out into the field. It just saves you having to back out of this driveway. There's culverts on both sides of my driveway that you do not want to get caught in, especially with that monster.
Yep. Now, when you say high winds and 2 inches of rain, when is that for, and where is that for?
That's us. The hurricane's coming right this way is what's projected. It's making a nice little U-turn there. And this morning's forecast, was it for Thursday and Friday or just Friday? It's Thursday and Friday. I thought I was right on that. So, it'll pretty much come through this way. But, you know, like anything else, a lot of times they'll follow the mountains and stay that side of it. But forecast right now is, of course, They're not the good Lord or Mother Nature, but it is forecast to come through here.
Just pulled up the AccuWeather, and it says Thursday and Friday rain. What does it say about Tuesday, honey?
When? No, it's Tuesday? Mostly cloudy.
No, I want to know about Tuesday when I go get his wood.
That's what I'm saying. It is,
Is it raining?
It has clouds, but it doesn't show.
It doesn't show any rain on Tuesday, Tom. So we'll play it by ear. I know you don't want me to go down in there with after it's rained. That'd be too soft. I'd mess up your yard. So we'll just play it by ear, but I'll definitely be around on Tuesday, okay?
Sure, either one's fine, Steve. You know, the old clay ground down here, it dries out fast. So if it rains Thursday and Friday, it'll be dry by Tuesday. That won't be a problem. And you got lots of room to turn around. And the only thing we got to watch out for is I had a tree taken down and my coaxial cable is a little bit low, and I'll just take a hot stick and push it up in the air a little bit and let you go under it, or you might even clear it. We're figuring on going out there, and I planted a new conduit and the concrete set up on it now. And I bought some Kellum grips from the wire man. And if it's not too hot, I'm going to go out there and try to get that up in the air where it definitely won't be any issue. Either way, it's not an issue. It's up in the air 8 or so feet now. But I want to get it up a little higher than that. And I got to get that Kellum grip on there and solder on a PL259. And I might switch that switch box out there for the antenna switch box while I'm at it. That sun is beating down on me. I might wait till tomorrow morning. Anyways, Steve, we're home. I'll let you go. Good to talk to you and catch you down the line. KN4VWA and 0LTR. And by the way, I tried to bring up your email last night. I seen one on QRZ, so I sent it there. And I put your other one in the phone, but it wouldn't come up. And I put it on the main computer, and it didn't come up in my address book. So I might not have saved it. So you can refresh me on that when you're here. I just sent it to that one that starts out with an X. And so look at that. A 14-year-old girl shot a 40-point non-typical whitetail up in Kansas. I thought you'd like to see that.
Yeah, I saw the email. You got the email to come through. It looked good. Long and short of it, you do know we're talking about tomorrow, Tuesday, right?
Tomorrow.
Roger, roger. And I got that email, and yeah, I haven't gone over. All I had was my phone when I checked the email. But when I get back to the house, I'm going to look it up on the big computer. Take a good look. I wonder what point scale they use. I'll know when I get there and look at it. Is there a picture on it?
Yeah, there's several pictures you can scroll through. And it was west of where we lived a long ways. But it was a non-typical, of course. I had a friend, and I can show you the newspaper article. He shot a 29-point buck, but it was typical, and with a longbow. And his brother shot a 27-point non-typical that went to Cabela's for a great deal of money back then. That's been a long time ago. But, and then I got another news article. It shows a doe with antlers that a young man shot, and that's kind of unusual. But I kept the newspaper articles because sometimes people don't believe me, and so I just let them read it. But yeah, it's a beautiful buck. We saw one at Cabela's in Springfield, Missouri, which is not Cabela's, but Bass Pro, which was their biggest store. And it was 50 points, and I think it'd come out of California. It looked like a freak, Steve.
Yep. Well, listen, I'll check that thing out online on the email you sent me, and we'll figure that thing out. So, well, I've destinated here at Belks and Haywood, so I'm going to run in and see if I can get the pants that I need. And I will talk to you soon there, bud. 73's KN4VWA, and I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, I was thinking down the line about that storm. You're right, I had my head in the wrong place. But yeah, this Tuesday, no problem. I'll see you then. my old mind drifts. 73, scan 4 VWA and 0 QR, clear.